Kabbalah Shuvah is still going to start off with this one on the Talmud Torah. In the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, it's also the mitzvah of teaching your son Torah. Talmud Torah, as every the Brisa says in Kedushin, of Chavtes Maral, Abchayv Lamedes Pnei Torah. A father's mechuyev to teach his son Torah. This is a chayv pasuk in the pasuk Vishnatim of Benecha, and another pasuk states only Matam is Sonas Benechem. The Gemara dashes in Matam is Sonas Benechem, but Loi Benechem. The mitzvah of Talmud Torah is only to teach your son's Torah, not Bnei Sechem, not your daughter's Torah. There's no mitzvah to teach your daughter's Torah. Okay, the Gemara says, "Come on, let's be the Torah. You have no tiflis." And the Gemara dashes from there that Bechal Nashim Apata from Talmud Torah. The same pasuk, Bnei Chem, Bnei Sechem, Midash Nashim Apata from Talmud Torah. The Michas Chinuch in Mitzvah Tafiyetes clapped, saying, "What's the halacha with a tumtum and androgynous? A tumtum we know is an androgynous, a safik zach, a safik nekeva. A tumtum is someone who has his simanim hidden. You can't see the simanim zachris, the simanim nekevis." And an androgynous has both simanim, has a simon of a socha and a simon of a nekeva. I once heard from Pesach Kron, the famous moel, that he was called down to do a bris on an androgynous. Taka happened, Nachman Aslan. And he said, we learned the sugyas, but he says, you can't imagine the tzah of such a thing happening. And Lamaisa, they called him as someone with a lot of experience, but he said, this he has no experience in, this he has no shimishin, and he walked away from it, he could not do it. We asked him, well, nice, what happened? He doesn't know. But he did see it one time. In Shas, you have many places on androgynous. In Sechti Bikurim, there's a whole perik. The last perik of Sechti Bikurim is the halachas of an androgynous. It's brises. It's Sechti Bikurim is three parak of Mishnayis, and at the end of the Sechti, you have one perik of brises, like perik of Yobis. You have five parak of Mishnayis, then one perik of brises here also. But Akoponim, a tumtum androgynous is basically a sachik zach, a sachik nekeba. So the Mechus Chinuch as a chayav pashut, like in all mitzvahs, they're mechuyev to be machmir both ways, like a zacher and a keva. So when it comes to mitzvahs, they have to put on tefillin, the machmir like a zacher, they have to learn Torah also. The mechuyev and Talmud Torah, symptoms of androgynous, mesafik, they have to learn Torah. And Zakhta Mechus Chinuch, a chayav, the father of a symptoms of androgynous, we have to teach that child Torah, mesafik. Even though if it's in a keva, you're potter, but it's a safik zacher, you'll be chayav. But then the Mechus Chinuch says, there's one more halacha in Talmud Torah on Ubenoi, that if a father cannot teach his son Torah for whatever reason, he doesn't have time or he doesn't know how to learn, he's mechuyev to be soicha malamed, the Gemara says. The Gemara says mechuyev to go pay somebody, pay tuition, go pay somebody to teach his son Torah. It's a chiyev. But Zakhta Mechus Chinuch, on this case, where it's a safek, a tunz of androgyn, it's a Mechus Chinuch to be potluck. Because a moist mechveil of Raya. This already would be a safek in any moment, if you're mechuyev to go spend money. I'm paying a malavid. The Mechus Chinuch, that would be like old any moment, if you're not sure if you're chayv or not, I'm meitzim mechveil, you don't have to pay. That's the Mechus Chinuch. Fact of Shach HaKash in the year in Abayez, he says, what's the tushtal? The whole Indian of meitzim mechveil doesn't pass over here. Meitzim mechveil is on any moment, not on mitzvahs. On mitzvahs, such a thing as mitzvahs that cost money. Mitzvahs have an expense. The Torah mechav you in matzah, you have to go buy matzah. The Torah mechav you in lulav, you have to go buy a lulav. The Torah mechav you in tefillin, if the only way to make tefillin is to buy tefillin, you have to buy tefillin. Hamitzvah mechavel of raya is by a moshul. We have a din udvarim between two people, and there's a suffik if you mazik him. There's a suffik if you ganav from him. Suffik if you made a halva, if you paid him back yet or not. On these things, we say hamitzvah mechavel of raya, and the reason is because we say uki b'moni achaskasei. The moment the person is muchzik in the money, he's muchzik. And Remes is more of a svara to it also. Because it's like, Remes is shtapak ha-shokol. If I'm not sure if I owe somebody $100, it works both ways. I mean, if I don't pay him and I attack an OM, he loses the $100. But if I do pay him and I don't owe him, then I lose the $100. So why should I lose more than him? We're both not sure. It's possible you're going to lose, how I'm going to lose. So if we're both not sure, it's not, we say, uki mo niyachas kasa, it's a shekel sheva taska.
It's more than that. Where are you coming from?
Oh, by suffolk and mitzvahs, even when it costs you money, you zuchem achiv in a suffolk mitzvah to spend money. Let's say Pesach night, a person's not sure if he was a mekayim mitzvah matzah yet or not. And the only way he could be mekayim is to go next door to the matzah bakery and buy matzahs. And even by the Seder, the guy says, listen, you got to pay me for it. If I'm going to go give out free Pesach night, then no one's going to buy before Pesach. Everyone's going to come to Pesach night.
So you have to pay for it. Just if you're misupik, you have to go pay. Just because it's an expense, you don't say a mitzvah. The same thing over here. Because the reason is because there's no dinner dvar between you and the matzah bakery. Over there, it's a suffik mitzvah. It's l'chumri. You have to do it.
There's nobody who's mourning also. There's nobody who's... it's not like picking a bed when it comes over to you and says...
Oh, we can talk about the thing. We'll talk about that soon. But Akapanim, by all mitzvahs, just again, there's a chayv moment, and then there's a mitzvah that has a soyet. There's a mitzvah that costs money. A chayv moment, you could say, misafik, you don't have to pay, because a mitzvah of haraya, v'sepas, I should take a chance of losing more than you getting a chance of losing. A mitzvah of haraya, I'm mochzik. But by a safik mitzvah, if the safik derives from chum, you have to do it, and you have to go spend the money, the same way you spend money on mitzvahs. The same thing over here. You're not having a dinu dvarim with the malamed, with the rebbe. You're having you're using him to even kind of the mitzvah. It's like the matzah baker, or the guy selling the lavim. That's all the malamed is. So how could the Minchas Chinuch say in this? A mitzvah Minchas Chinuch Raya, as a effect of shach. And he says, if you look at Minchas Chinuch, this is a mitzvah tasu yates. But if you look back at mitzvah Chaf Gimel, he says the Minchas Chinuch himself says such a svar in a different inyan. I didn't have a chance to see it yet. But he says himself says such a svar, but he says the pelo over here by Talmud Torah, he should say such a svar that by Tunzer and Jergen it should be possible because of Mitzvah from Raya. So I was thinking, and like Shom was trying to say, maybe except shot like this. We find in the Torah two other mitzvahs. We find a mitzvah of Matan Saniyim. And there's a sugi in Chul and the Kuslam Medalad, and the Ran in the Dharm of Zion, Amanal speaks about this also. He explains that when you have a Suffolk Matan Saniyim, it goes with the Gedorim of Chesh Mishpat. We say a Mitzvah Mechon V'Rayah. Well, Moshe, if you have a Suffolk Leket, coming to Shruvus, we all know the Mitzvah, it's a Pesukim in the Torah, but it's also the Mitzvah in Rus. I wish one to take Leket, if a person is being kaitz his field, is picking his field, that he drops one or two Shibaylis of Chitim, he has to leave it for the Niyim. But the Gemara says, that's only if you drop it while you're being kaitz. If it fell off before you ever came, the wind blew it down before the Ksir, that belongs to the owner. You don't have to leave that for the Niyim. So what about the suffix? The suffix, if these shibonos, then if they fell down before the ksir, and it belongs to the owner, or if it fell down after the ksir, it belongs to the ani. So the Gemara says, you say that mitzvah veil of haraya. The owner can keep it because it's a suffix, like a suffix moment. Same thing, the Gemara says, suffix shikha, suffix peya. One of the cases of suffix peya is, if you say yad peya, famous sugi nadarim, you say the way you have you dying by nadarim, do you say you dying by peya? We find another thing we find by Manas Kuhn also, the Mishnah says in Bacharis, there's a lot of sugis. If you have a suffix, a pinya ben, if a woman's mapo within 30 days, there's no chi pinya ben. If it's after 30 days, already it was chal chi pinya ben, you owe the kind of money, you have to give pinya ben. What about the 30th day itself? The Mishnah says it's a suffix, and hamaitzim chavel nevaraya. We find by other matnas kuhuna, whenever there's a suffix, we say a mitzvah mechav haraya. So these mitzvahs, l'chaya, are not really chashimish with the gedin. The mitzvahs of matnas aniyim, all the matanas we give to aniyim, and matnas kuhuna that we give to the kohen or to the levi, these are not in chashimish, but these are lachas on yeredeya. These are mitzvahs. And these mitzvahs have nothing, the person had no magamasa with the kohen or the ani. It could be a person who never met an ani in his life, he never saw a kohen in his life. But when he has these mitzvahs, pinyan ben, he has to go find a kohen and do the mitzvah pinyan ben. When he has the matnas aniyim, he has to find an ani and give them the mice ani and give them the matnas aniyim. And still, the Gemara says that if it's a suffix, the din is ha'amaytzi mechavel nevaraya. What's the pshat? Achir, these should be a suffix mitzvah. Suffix mitzvah is a chumra. What do we say by these mitzvahs ha'amaytzi mechavel nevaraya? So I think what you see from this halacha is you see a chiddush that when the Torah gave a mitzvah between Bein Adam and Malkam, the Mashal, then you don't say mitzvah mechon v'raya. Mitzvah mechon v'malkam, like take a little bit between you and the Rebbeinu Shalom. To eat matzahs between you and the Rebbeinu Shalom. So even though it costs money, that's together a mitzvah, it doesn't pass over the mitzvah mechon v'raya. But once the Torah made a mitzvah between you and somebody else, even though there's no siba of mammon, there's no reason I owe that any money, there's no reason I owe the kohen money, there's nothing, no reason, it's just the Torah put on me a chayv, the Torah made it in the gedah of a chayv like chayv shemishpat. That's the chayv what we see over here. The Torah made the gedah of pinyan ben and all matnas kahuna and all matnas anim, and made it like a gedah of chayv shemishpat, and it works with the gedah of chayv shemishpat. If there's any suffix, hamaytzi mechavel nevaraya. So think of it, maybe you can say such a chiddush here also. By the halacha that you mechuyv teach your son Torah, and if you can't do it yourself, you mechuyv to pay money, maybe that's between you and somebody else. It's between you and your son. It could be together also works with Chesh Mishpat Gedarim, that The Torah made a new achoyv. You owe this boy, you made a new achoyv. As every matnas kun, matnas nim, you owe him to pay his malamid to teach him Torah. And the mail is any suffix with takabi, him might smith fail of raya. And that would be what the Bechazon is saying. It's not between you and the Malamed, it's between you and your son. The Torah made a chayv on you. The Malamed is the Matz bakery, the Zavi the Matz bakery. He's the. What? No, are you mechuyif to hire the Malamed? You mechuyif to be Sechem Malamed? That's what the Mechazon is saying, that by a Tumtum and Jurgenist, if it's a Suffolk, Mechazon from Raya. You think it's one mistake to say that the zicha mitzvah and it doesn't pass. Nachum says, and maybe when you think about it, why should it be so different than matnas kuna? You know, whenever Torah made a chiv between you and someone else, the Torah made a chiv moment.
So who's the someone?
The child. Yeah.
The child is you because
Mashiach was said. Actually, if you think about it, if you look at it this way,
Gemara says.
Child. But the Torah put on you a chayv.
The Kohen has no chayv,
but the Torah put on you a chayv moment to give to the Kohen. The Matnas Nim, the Oni has no chayv, the Torah put on you a chayv moment. And okay, but these all go with the
Gedar.
Okay, if you want to take this even weiter, I was thinking it would come out. I was thinking of one more case. If this is true, this is a little bit of a stretch, but it will be in a gear meal also. Meaning there's also a chiyah between a father and somebody else's son. The hav chayav lomos b'nai to mal son. So if it's a bad chiyah meaning and if he cannot mal, the Torah put him a chiyah to go pay. You mechiyah to pay a moil to mal. You mechiyah to make sure that the kid is gemalt. Even though it costs you money, you mechiyah to pay a moil. It is a bad chiyah meaning, and then zich you have to pay. But if it be a sub chiyah meaning, the way we're saying, then you would be potter. What's the case of sub chiyah meaning? I was thinking if you have a suffix, it's in makdinas amila. After the bris, and someone checks the kid and he sees tzitzin. There's sometimes the Gemara talks about the little skin left on the kid. There's some tzitzin which is not ma'akiv. It's a hida. And we know there's a famous Shagan Achreinim, the Veselavi, the Piyitzchok, if there's Indians do the hida later on to be mahada after the bris and fix the tzitzin. That, during the bris, for sure, you do it mahada Shagan after the bris. But then there's tzitzin which are ma'akiv, the mina, tzitzin which are mamish ma'akiv, yizichar. So what if you have tzitzin which is a suffix ma'akiv, suffix not ma'akiv? According to this, the father would not be mechiv to spend money. He comes to the father, Bezna cannot be mechiv him to spend money on the suffix, smak and saminga, it will become a din of a mitzvah and chavaraya. It will be a big chiddush.
That's right.
It'll come out. Is what them is that this mechaschinus case of that the father on the tumtum adjoyin is mechaschinus says you mechuyif to teach material misafik, but when it comes to paying a malamid that you part of mitzvah raya. So it'll come out. It's like a half in here. For you the mechaschinus is mashma that the part of teaching him to that's a mitzvah shabagufay. That's as a vade achiyev, and therefore if it's a suffik, it's suffik the right sochumma. But the part where you mechuyif to pay money.
It's a bigger set.
It's only half of it at the moment. Starts with a chiv a guf, and then, but if you can't, the Torah put on you a chiv moment. As I man's going. That's what he's saying. Another Indian I wanted to speak about was how vite is the chiv lamed as benoit Torah, son Torah. So the Gemara in Kedushin, the lamed, comes out, the maskana. That the ikka chi of a far teacher's son is really tershav iksav, not tershav al peh. The Gemara says, kazvulim ben don, but like kazvulim ben don. The Gemara says, a maestro is someone in the Zman of the Gemara, kazvulim ben don, who taught his son Kur Terakula, but the Gemara says you're not mechiv to do that. The ikka chi of is to teach him tershav iksav. The Shulchan Aruch says a little bit differently. Shulchan Aruch says in Yerdeya, Sim Reish Ben Heisevav, chayiv lamdoi bischa, you're mechiv even to spend money on a son. So you teach him the entire Tershav Iksav. You're not mechuyev to spend money on a son to teach him Mishnayis and Gemara. And this is only the Mishnah Erzus. This is if you can't afford it. The Chik Le Shaita. he can't afford it. But if he has the money, mitzvah gemurim mishnah gemara halachas vagada. So you have to teach him everything. Mishnayot, gemara, halacha, and agadas. So the chayis halacha is that on Tosha B'Ksav, there's no such thing as saying the person's ani, he has no money. Even if a person has no money, to do whatever it takes, push a knock on people's doors and become a beggar and collect money to teach his son Tosha B'Ksav. That's the bare minimum. That you have to do. There's no such thing as a het of an ani. Het of an ani is if benegia mishnayis a gemara. Once you reach mishnayis a gemara, a person is not mechuyif to go knock on doors. You machzal psachim for that. But if he has money, then the Shulchan Aruch does say he's mechuyif to spend money and teach mishnayis a gemara. Vashteitzach these in yonim is chacham einim bereishay, and on this you can zichas they call ma b'har zem mishubach, posha to open a gomhaza, a gomhaba, a person will teach his son as much as he can. But again, it seems the ikka chiyiv is Tosha B'Ksav. The Shach says on this piece of Shulchan Aruch, when Machaber says mechuyif to teach Tosha B'Ksav, the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is ashi ikka Tosha B'Ksav kula. The Shach is medayek that the mashma who didn't call Tanakh. So what about Tanakh? It's mashma that's included. You mechuyif to teach a kid and you taught in the Vimek Suvim also. And the Shach hits the kasha on Minik Olam. Even in the days of the Shach, we weren't so makban teaching a kid Gans Tanakh. What happened to that? That seems to be a Chiyuv Goma. So the Shach wants to say, I'll see the Vus the Gemara at the end of the first Pei Kedushin. The Gemara says, Leilam Yashlish Odom Shneistav, Shlisha Mikah, Shlisha Mishnah, Shlisha Gemara. A person should divide up his time and learn. A third of his time should be devoted to Chumash, to Tanakh, and a third of his time to Mishnais, a third of his time to Gemara. And Tosis is the kasha already, we don't do that. Maybe we spend a little time on Chumash every week, we spend a little time on Mishnayis, but most of our time is Gemara. What's Pshat? Why aren't we making this halacha? So Tosin, the other Shanim say, up here, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Gemara says that why is it called Tam Bavli? Because our Gemara is balu with everything, is mixed up, and includes Chumash, Mishnayis, and Gemara. So when we learn our Gemara, Tam Bavli, that's already yates to that Chumash, Mishnayis, and Gemara all in one. That's what the Shanim say. Tosis says it. And the main of the Shach wants to say Binagid this law also. When the Chiyuv teaches on Torah, we already the minig is we pay for Malam to teach our children Chas Gemara, and that's we yitz with that. I had a shiur diik in the Lashon of the Chinuch, the end of Mitzvah Taf Yotes, where he writes this halacha that the father is mechuyav to teach his son Tosha B'Ksav. The Chinuch Lashon is Ad sheyeda likreis b'sefer Torah v'yevin perish haksuvim kapashtan. You have to teach your son until he knows how to read in the Sefer Torah and he can understand the Pashup Shad and the Pesukim. So to me it sounds like the Chinuch is saying Shtukul Chiddush, and Remes might even be Meduik in the Shulchan Aruch also, that you don't actually have to teach the boy the entire Chumash. You just have to teach him till he's able to learn himself. Actually, so he knows how to read. If you teach him to that point that now he can go right and go and learn himself the rest of the Chumash, you don't have to actually teach him the entire Chumash, the entire Tanakh inside. Just teach him enough that he's able to make a lane, he's able to learn Chumash on his own. That's a smash to me. Maybe in the Shulchan Aruch also. Shulchan Aruch Lashon again was Adhechem Chayavam Lavitz Benoit Toyer. I'm sorry. Chayavam Lebeschad Sheyikra Toyer Shabbat Kuma. Until he reads. Okay, Shulchan Aruch, you can read it both ways. He's able to read, or he actually learned with him the entire Chumash. But the Chinuch is a little more mashma to me that the Chiv is just to teach him to he's able to learn himself. Once he's at that point, he's able to learn himself, you yaitze. He has to be able to learn even the hardest psukim in Tanakh, not just the easy ones. Mamish, the hardest pasuk also. Does this include knowing pshat in every pasuk al pi Tosha b'al peh? Yes. It's not enough to teach a child Tosha b'ksav just the words without explaining to him the way. I don't know. It means maybe not so teeth, maybe not al-lumbison. It's Pashup Shat, you have to read the words, Al-Pi Chazal. Most of the Rashi is based on Pshat and Pshut. My other shayla was today that we have so many Sifri Ezra, we have so many Svarim that help. There's an art scroll, there's Rashi Kapshuta, all these Svarim. Is it enough to teach a kid that he reaches the Madriga that now he's able to learn Chumash himself with these other Svarim? Or do you have to teach him that he could go straight to the Sefer Torah and learn the Chumash? It's not easy if you just have to get him to the point that he's able to now listen to a tape or take out these sperm that help today. That would be enough. Maybe you have to buy him the sperm also. Maybe you have to buy him instead of Oscar, buy him instead of Rashi Kapshuta, all these nice sperm.
As I said, and plus teach him that he's able to reach the point where he's able to go by it himself. Well, that would be the ship. Well, it has to be, as you reach him's point, that he's self-motivated. Make him, teach him to be self-motivated. The Shulchan Aruch Rav, at the end of Yerdeya, has a famous country, Silchus Tamatari. He's very Mayach in Silchus Tamatari. He asked the Kasha over there. There's a famous Gemara in Kedushin, the Chavtes from Beis. The Gemara says, "Who lumid or b'nai lumid?" If a person wants to learn, then he has a son that wants to learn also. And the Gemara is talking about they need panasa. So one of them has to go to work. But if one of them goes to work, then already he'll make panasa for both. So who should go to work? Should the father go to work and support the son, or should the son go to work and support the father? So the Gemara says, "In b'nai zaris v'tuudim skan biyod b'nai kaidmai." If the son is a bigger balkishin and Hilsteiger is more, then you go to work and let him learn. And if the father's a big balkishin, the father will be a bigger tamachalchim, let the son go to work and support the father. That's the Gemara. So the Shulchan Aruch Rav is that this Gemara is mashma that it's talking about where they're up to Gemara already. It's not Mstab, it's talking about Tesha B'Ksav. So over there it's saying, even when you're up to Gemara, if your son is able to Steiger is more, you should go to work and support him. In fact, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, if the Ikka Chiv is only Torah Shav Iksav, and Torah Shav is not really a Chiv, so why would you give up your Chiv Deraisa of learning Gemara for your son? Just because if everything's equal, our Chiv is equal, you pick the one that could Shtaigai Smo, that would be bigger than Wacham. But if your Chiv is only Torah Shav Iksav, you have no Chiv teaching Torah Shav, why would you be mad for your Chiv Deraisa for his Chiv? As I think the Shulchan Aruch Rav. I don't have the kasha so klar really, because it seems that Shulchan Aruch also says that if you have money, you're mechuyev to teach him Torah Shabbat also. The Gedorim here a little bit shved. There's a shtuk aruch Shulchan over there in your day, a simon reish from Hey, Sif Gimel, Dalin, and Hey, that talks about this. He has kashas on the Shulchan Aruch Rav, and he has his own derech, which is not clear to me. It's a zinni mesubich, so it's a shved to me, but if you want, you can look at it.
The topic is smaller, each one has a
mitzvah of the other. Okay, very good. Okay, I wanted to speak about another Indian, covered Yom Tov, Hilchos Yom Tov. Not the Halacha L'Maaseh, nothing we learn over here is Halacha L'Maaseh, although everyone realizes that when we're talking and learning Halacha L'Maaseh, you could go by it to yourself. But there's an Alta Shaila going back for hundreds of years already about smoking on Yom Tov, smoking cigarettes on Yom Tov. There's famous Pnei Yeshua in Shabbos, on the Testament Beis. The person we talk about if it's Shavu Chol Nefesh. Because even Melachos Echol Nefesh has to be Devash Shavu Chol Nefesh. But we're not going to go into that now. I just want to talk about a different Shaila about cigarettes and smoking. On a lot of cigarettes, used to be, I think, more common. Maybe now they make it higher up. But they used to write the company name on the cigarette. I think they still do. They write like Marlboro or Kent or Parliament on the cigarette. And when you smoke, you burn those letters. So is that Meichik? One of the Lamatas Melachos on Shabbos and Yom Tov is Mechika. You're not allowed to write. You're not allowed to erase. You're not allowed to erase words. So if you smoke and you burn those letters on the cigarette, l'cheri over the malacha mechika of being meichik, and meichik is not one of the malachas echa nefesh. You're not allowed to be meichik. That's one of the malachas that's us in Yom Tov. So the kitz shulchan aruch taka asks the kitz shulchan aruch in siman tzadches siflam abeis. He says ubeinyan ishin cigarius about smoking cigarettes. Im ksudim al niya oisius b'ksavi b'tfus. If it's written on the paper of the cigarette. The letters in handwriting or in print, who suffer and he burns it, Ika got Mr. Machika. Yeva there is a Machika. And he writes, I am Prima Godim. He calls it Prima Godim that says this. So I want to see the Prima Godim inside. It's in Archaim Simon Tavkuf Yud Aleph on the Taz Sifkatan Bays. And Ben Mr. Prima Godim doesn't talk about these kind of cigarettes. He talks about something they used to have called Shtiyas Titan. I think it's like if anyone saw the Rabbi Shahukas. It's like a liquid thing that they inhale vapors, yeah. Inhale vapors. But he talks about, it seems they used to put tobacco in it also, and the tobacco comes in packages, and Prima Godim talks about that, Shaila, and he says, about to rip open that package, Niyash, Kosovo, he says, to rip open the package, and you can rip the letters, there were words on the package, Yesh Lassadavi Mechik Midabonon. That's also because of Mechik. Demis is not only by the shaying of smoking, this is the shaying of always opening. People are careful, like we have outside the little splendor packs. People try not to rip the words, so in any packages, when you open it, not to rip the words. The Prima Godim says, that'll be mechika midarbanan. Why is only darbanan? The Torah says, because it's not mechika manas lichtaif. Midaraisa, the Mishnah says in Shabbos Afayin Gimel, that the most of the rice of mechika is mechika manas lichtaif, that you erase in order to be able to write.
But moichik, not amnasichtoi, just erasing, that's also midabonon. So over here, where you rip the words and you destroy the words, that'll be moichik midabonon. As I state in the Pima Gadam. And Kitzchon Aruch is obviously comparing that to burning the paper. The same, just like when you rip the paper with the words, that's moichik. The same thing, if you burn the paper with the words, that'll be moichik. Which is a good sushta. But there's a famous Asameach in Pechach Gimel Hilchos Shabbos Achabeis where he says a different tzar. The Sameach starts with a sugi in Shabbos, Daf Kuch Chavez and Beis. We have a famous Machlokes Amoraim. It's Yesh Binyan B'Stir B'Kelim. We know the two of the Malachas of Lam Tes Malachas and Shabbos and Yom Tov is Boina and Seisa. It's building and destroying. Pasha Boina B'Seisa means on a house, building a house, or knocking down a house, or anything with an oil. But the Gemara declares, what about B'Kelim? Is there Malacha to, is there Malachas Binyan and Malachas B'Stir on Kelim? By Kalim, of course, you have a shayla, you have a malach of makor papish by Kalim, but there's also shayla if there's binyan vestir by Kalim. So the Gois Maimonis on the Rambam, he's a bit of Mayach, and he brings a lot of rayas that we pass in the halacha the aim binyan vestir by Kalim. There's no malach of binyan vestir by Kalim. One of his rayas is, because there's a famous Gemara in Shabbos, the Chav Chesim and Beis, the Gemara says, Masikim by Kalim, Beim Masikim Mashir by Kalim. The Gemara says that on Yom Tif, where you're allowed to have a fire and you're allowed to air to a fire, and you're not to throw firewood in a fire. The Gemara says you're not to throw kelim into a fire. If you want to keep the fire burning, you can throw a keli, like a wooden bowl or something, right into the fire. They masik mishavei kelim, but you should not throw broken keli. And the Gemara explains that the Braisa means the keli broke on Yom Tov. If the keli broke on Yom Tov, that's muksa. That's no, you're not those shvarim, and you cannot use those shvarim to burn on as firewood. Of a keli is not muksa, so keli you could burn on Yom Tov. In fact, Agayis Maimon is, he says, "Ain't stira gedel masaka." There's no bigger stira than burning a keli. If you're going to burn a keli, vice says that we paskin ain't stira bekelim. There's no mosa stira bekelim. That's the Agayis Maimon is. Of effect of Sameach, and this Agayis Maimon is, effect of Sameach, that would not be stira. When you burn something and you make it destroy completely, mavarit from this world, that's not here anymore, that's not stira. Stira of a keli would be where you break something and there's broken pieces left. But just, that's for demolition. Right? That would be steer. But to make something just not exist anymore, that's not steer. As a fact, he says, the Asmir says, maybe really there is a malach of steer b'kelim. And the reason why mistake in b'kelim is because you burn it completely and it's not here at all. I was thinking, I don't think the Asmir would say this chiddush when it came to a house. Let's say somebody had an old shack and he wants to build a new house. And he wants to do soysom as live nice. He wants to destroy the shack to build up a whole new house. And he burns it down to the ground. The Asmech would say that's also not steer. The Asmech would be moida that is steer. Because that's Saisam of nice, because that you're tuing off something with the steer. You're tuing off that the kaka now is left. The kaka was there, I realized, before the house, but when you burn down this house, it's not just that you made the house not here, but you made a place which is Amanas live nice. I think his story is more just by Kalim. By Kalim, where there's nothing left, it's not like you prepared a mock and pony in the kaka to build. By Kalim, that's what he's saying, the steer of Kalim has to be where you break it at these pieces. But if you make it disappear entirely, that's not steer. And the Sumerich was being right to that, he says, in Lushan, the Harei, if a person would take a Sefer, let me find the Lushan, Harei, Kamavi Sefer, Im Nem, Adachem Shemoichik, if a person would take a Sefer and burn the book, would you say that's Moichik? He says here, there's also mea chos v'davah poshet, that if you burn a paper and you burn and the words are gone and the whole paper is gone, that's not moichik. His story is moichik is when you erase the letters from the paper. When you burn the entire paper, that's not the malach of moichik. It's the same thing by steer. Steer is when you break something, but when you make it not here in the world at all, that's not called steer. It just bothers me to go.
If you have ground, you now have to rebuild them. That's the truth you're saying, because it's not gotten.
You did something. Something remains from what you did.
Because it's a piece of real estate.
Right. Because to me, it's just like being like a vilde chiddush for a smech to go say, that's not steer. A person knocks down a house in order to build up a new house, that's the moch of the right, especially among the right. So over here, I wanted to build something here, so I burn it to the ground, now I can go build a house. That's not steer. I mean, if he doesn't really bring a right, he just says a mesvar. That's, I don't think the smech is saying mesvar. That's not steer. I think he's saying special.
Say,
yeah, that's sugar. But he's right, we're getting there.
We get that next, right? But I think his main story is Dafka on Stius Kalim. But like, okay, so let's go by the Sameach. This being a raya from right, being a raya from the halacha of Shuyas Etzim Pesach. He says we find the Torah asks it to break the bones of a Korban Pesach. But lav in the Torah, you're not allowed to break the bones of a Korban Pesach. But the Gemara does say you're not allowed to burn the bones. If you want to hold the bone of fire and burn the bone to get the marrow out, that you're not allowed to do. In fact, Sameach, why? This is a half the kashim. Everybody knows this Gemara for the Poshet that you're not allowed to break the bones, but you're not allowed to burn the bones. In fact, the Sameach, why talking? What's the difference if you break the bones when you die, and what's the difference if you break the bones at a fire? If you're being sorry, if you're also breaking the bone, what's the chilek? So the Sameach, this is far. Shvira is when you break something and the pieces remain, but when you burn something and it's not here at all, that's not shvira. That's not called shvira. And that's his fari also. When you break something, that's called steer. But when you burn something, it's not here at all. That's not called steer. The same thing with mechika. He was saying mechika is when you erase something, the paper remains. But when you burn it, the whole thing's not here. That's not called mechika. Then he wants to say a bigger chiddush even. There's a lot in the Torah.
Burn off the letters. The wood still there in the garage.
That will be mechik. I think his fari is because when the whole thing is gone, right? Then he wants to say bigger chiddush on the lav in the Torah. Tolus mum bekotchim. There's lav in the Torah. You now have to be matul mum, make a mum in kotchim. So the Meis Simcha must say a chiddush. If you kill the behema, you're not over this lav, because the lav is to make a mum in kotchim. But to kill the behema is not here. Even though the dead body is here, but it's called the negei mum. It's considered the behema is not here anymore. That would not be the lav. It's a big chiddush. Making a mum that you kill it, you know, without shechita. No,
it's even without
right, that's what he means. Right.
The basachas.
In one shot, yeah.
So aren't you over on the moment
before you kill it? You mean the moment before death?
Yeah.
I guess it's all called one maisa. It's all called, you look at it as one maisa. It's called one maisa misa. It's not called. It's all maisa. Techadiriba, maybe it's techadiriba even. It's all one maisa.
No, because on that maisa you can't decide.
Right.
That's
his chiddush, and the Sameach is the kashan himself from Yishalmi. He brings down Yishalmi that says that when you makdir imurim on the mizbeach, imurim that you're supposed to makdir mitzvah Shabbos, if you makdir it on, you burn the imurim on the mizbeach on Shabbos, you have mishum bishul. So, in fact, the Sameach over there also, you're burning the imurim entirely. The imurim is not here. Why would that be called bishul? Bishul in chiddush should be when you mavash something and it remains. According to his svara, that should not be bishul. So the Sameach says, if you look in Yishami, it's the kitzel, the lashon Yishami is a little hard to read, but he says you could teach in Yishami. Yishami itself is asking this kasha. Why is that bishul? Here it doesn't exist at all. And Yishami answers, because you need it to be nechal. You need it to be completely consumed. Because the halacha is, if you mak the emurim on the Yishami says, if you mak the emurim and you do just tliya, you just roast the emurim on the mizbeach, that's not riach nichayach. That's not the mitzvah of Hekta Emurim. Hekta Emurim needs to be completely destroyed. So since the mitzvah is to completely destroy the Emurim, is a mingla, that's called Bishul. Okay, the Teres Yishami is a little bit hard to understand. But Akoponim, this is the Sameach Svar. That Moichik and Seisa is not when you burn it. It has to be if you Moichik the words from the paper, or you, I think that's the Svar, that the Gedah Moichik is that you Moichik the words from the paper, not when you destroy the whole paper.
And then you put it on the
mizbeach. I don't think so.
That's what it reads here. It says the Yigam should solon.
On the
mizbeach.
The hell of the mizbeach. Okay.
So you see that a chelet is the first part. So you have to do the
tzli
also, even though afterwards it's going to.
There's no halacha to
the tzli
before you put on the mizbeach.
No, it says it's literally you did it before you
solon. That's ein zerech nichayach.
Ein zerech nichayach. So the raya. That when you put it on, you also have to have involved bishul. Anytime it's going to later on get burnt more, but that's not what you're doing. You have to do first the tzli. He says the yigurim should solon v'helam al gav mizbeach im l'mishmeiach luchad. It's not sure the first thing.
But certainly it's nech al gav mizbeach. So the tzli that happened first on the mizbeach.
That,
you mean that's part of the mitzvah? Oh, maybe you're right. That's what Yishami said. Okay, very good. So Yishami says that's the chiyuv bishul beyond the tzli that happened before the ichel.
Because you need that for everything.
Of course, you need that for everything. Oh, very good. I think you're right. That's what he's saying. Very good. Okay. But upon him, this is the Rasmechzar. That's what Mechika is. That they have to, and I think the real Malka, he really says like a Svar Pshuta, that Mechika is not what you start. I think he's learning it out from Malachas HaMishkan. Because in the Malachas HaMishkan, that's the way Mechika was done. They were Mechik Amnas Lichtoi, they were Mechik the letters from the paper. They didn't destroy the whole paper. That's the Gezim of Mechika. In Shangshus Mashag, from Shimon Greenfield, who was one of the Gedolim Merihiro in Ungarn, he was telling you before that the Svarim are very Lomdish, and people that look at the Svarim, they would think it's a Litvish Sefer. If you go to the Navis Chuvis, you'll see it goes more in the Derech of Litta than Ungarn. In Chel Beis, he says a similar Svar to Ratzamech, but he says a little bit different. He wants to say it like this. He wants to say that the Malacha Mechika is not so much erasing the letters. The Ikka Malacha Mechika is Tikkun Haniyah, preparing the paper. That's the Ikka Malacha of Mechika. And he brings the Gemara Degaraya to it. The Gemara says, Tafayin Hei, that the Shiv of Ksiva and the Shiv of Mechika is Shtei Oisiyas. So be chayav a kosev, you have to write to it, and moichik of these two oisis also. But the Gemara says, the Gemara brings a braisa, kosev oisachas gedoyin kishnayim potter. If you write one letter as big as two letters, you potter. That's not called two letters. Just because it's big, the sheer of two letters, that's not enough. You're not chayav. Aber moichik oisachas gedoyin kishnayim is chayav. But if you moichik one letter, that's the size of two letters, you will be chayav. So, effect the mashag. What's the difference? If the shear is two oisius, and that's why kosev oisachas gedoyin kishnayim. If you write a big letter, you're not chayiv, because the shear is two oisius. So, why should mechik be different? Mechik also. If you want mechik two letters, what's the difference if it's oisachas gedoyin kishnayim? But so he wants to say that's the whole gedolim malacha. The whole gedolim malacha is not so much the erasing the letters. The gedolim malacha is the tikkun and the preparing the paper to have a place to write. Very good. He says the next. I'm going to hit that. He says he brings another riot. That's going to go in order of his riots. He brings another riot because there's a tesefta which the Rambam. It's not in Gemara, but there's a tesefta. The Rambam brings down lalacha perkei dal hal Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch brings down also in Erev Chaim Simin Shin Mem. The benoch l'shayv al pinkas. If some wax falls on a paper, and that wax is on a place where you can write two letters, and you scrape off the wax, yichay mishum moichik. Everybody asks on this tesefta, which Rambam brings down, why would you be chayef for scraping off the wax? You're not erasing any letters. So someone learned that it's talking about that underneath the wax there was two letters written, and when you scrape off the wax, you reveal those two letters on the bottom, and you chayef mishum kosev, not because of moichik, you chayef mishum kosev. With the Mashag, yes, on that, it's not mistabra, because why would that be kosev? I'm not writing two letters, I'm just revealing it. If I open up a book, and now we see the oisius, that's called kosev, rather not. Just because you're revealing it, he doesn't like that shot. Some want to be goyis in the Tesefta and even the Rambam, that it doesn't mean chay mishum moichik, it means chay mishum mamachik. One of the malachas of Shabbos is to smooth, so when you scrape off the wax, chay mishum mamachik. But the Mashag doesn't like that either, he says, why should this be mamachik? You're not really smoothing anything, you're scraping it off. And Satan, he said, why is that machik b'chal? You're not really smoothing anything, you're just scratching off the wax. But Mashag wants to say, the way he's learning, another kash is, this is a brisk of Adosa, he says, the Rambam puts this halacha in the middle of Hilchas Mechika. In the middle of Hilchas Mechika, the Rambam writes, if you scrape off wax, and there's a shear of two ois, it's yichayev. It's mashmi yichayev mishim moichik, because the Rambam puts it in the middle of Hilchas Mechika. So Mashag says, the way he's learning is very good. If the malacha of moichik would be erasing oisius, we would have a kasha. You're not erasing any oisius over here. What's wrong with being moichik the wax? But if you learn the malacha of moichik is not erasing the oisius, the malacha is the tikkun haksav, it's the tikkun of the paper, fixing the paper, then you can understand a little bit over here, I'm fixing the paper, I'm making the paper able to be writable, to write on it, even by wax to pass. And his third ray is, and this is Moedig Achirishek, Yitzi started to say, he said, we don't find anywhere in Shas and Tesefta and Rambam anywhere that if you pour ink on oisius, yichay mishum moichik. What we all think is called erasing, what do we think of erasing? Take a pen and cross it out. He says, you don't find anywhere that's called moichik. And he said, I'm maybe going to say, you know why? Because you're never going to have moichik the raisa with that. Because when you cross out, it's not moichik amanas lichtoiv. When you cross out, you also can't write on the paper. When you had letters written on the paper before, you couldn't write on it. It was already used, the paper. And now when you cross it out, you still can't write. So maybe you'll say... That's... Well, that could be sav. Well, I guess it goes together one with it does. And getting the chaf. Yeah, but maybe that's a mechika with a ksiva right away. Now, actually, he's asking. Now, he actually asked that in Chayr, it'll be, you're not being misakin anything, it'll be makalkal. Whenever you cross it out, it's more of a kilkal than a tikkun. But he asked the kasha, there is one case where it's a tikkun. A case where crossing out with ink would be a tikkun is if you have extra letters in the Sefer Torah. If you have a Sefer Torah with extra letters, Sefer Torah is possible. You can't have extra letters in the middle of the Sefer Torah, that would be possible. If you cross it out, it would become kosher. If you have a blotch of ink in a Sefer Torah, that's not possible. Maybe it's felt in the hid of a Sefer Torah. But just because you have blotches, if a Sefer made a mistake and he just crosses it out, that would be a kosher Sefer Torah. It would look funny to have a Sefer Torah full of crossed outs, but that would be kosher. It would not be mehuda, but that would be kosher. So he says, l'chayi kiyum misag, if you have a Sefer Torah with extra letters, Sefer could fix it by just crossing it out. So that should be a case of meichik. How come we don't find anywhere that would be meichik? Zakta Mashag, according to what he's saying, is very good. He says, meichik is not the malacha of erasing the letters. Meichik is tikkun haniyah, it's fixing the paper or the cloth. And you don't have that with crossing out. So Mari Degachidish, according to Mashag, if someone on kids, someone would take a pen and start crossing out, that would not be meichik. Because you're not being misak in the niyah. You're not being misak in the niyah. So basically, this is his svara that it's a little different than the Asmech, I think. The Asmech's svara was that the mocha of moichik has to be erasing the letters from the paper, not destroying the whole paper. But it has to erase it. But the Mashag says a little different. The mocha of moichik. He says, but on Soit, also, on other mocha, right? he says it's Soit. Right. But the Mashag is saying the svara on Mechika, that the Gedda Mechika is not the erasing the letters. The Gedda Mechika is preparing the paper. And Israel is from Mochak Leisachas Leon Kishnayim is already chayyid. Because that's already preparing the paper to write the Shir Shtei Yosef.
This would be where you erase it and it's not, it's still right on top of it, on the place.
That'll be.
That's the
difference
between
the Mashag and the Smech. Very good, right. But it'll come out according to both of them, according to the Mashag and the Smech, the Shayin of cigarettes will be Mutta.
Right.
When a person smokes and he burns the paper, according to the Sameach, that would not be Mechika because you're burning the whole words. You're not erasing the words from the paper. According to the Mashag, you're not being Mesak in any paper. You're burning the whole thing. But in Shayin of Shuvah Sibi Yoyma, let's see if I can remember where it was, I think it was Chelek Hei Simal Amateth, he asks on both the Mashag and the Sameach from this Pima Godim. The Pima Godim says that when you rip the letters, you chai Mishim Mechik. So I said, this Pima Godim would be not like the Asamech and not like the Mashag, because according to the Asamech, when you rip letters, you're not erasing the letters from the paper, you're destroying the whole paper. Same thing. And according to the Mashag, that the Moloch is being Masak in the paper, you're not Masak in the paper either. You're ruining the paper the same way you ruined the Asias. So this Pima Godim would be right, not like the Mashag and not like the Asamech, or the Gakasha. And the Kish Shachnach for sure would be right, not like them. Kish Shachnach says that when you burn paper, it is Moichik. According to the Asamech, you could. According to the Mashag, you could.
Yeah.
But he's saying the Pima Godim says the Pharisee said you cannot. That you're not allowed to.
Huh?
You want to say? Well, the guy who says the Benegay Soista, so you take his sort of Soista, will take off. Okay, and that will shut up the svar of Moichik also. But the Mashag svar would not be nista from the Hagos Maimonides. The Mashag svar is not against the Hagos Maimonides said it by Steered. I think that anyone that when they smoke, I think they're careful that they don't get involved with the Shayang. I think they stop before they get to the letters. They stop, they put it down, and even though it burns a little more, but if they stop inhaling. Cross out before.
Yes. Yeah.
There's a little more to it. Okay, the Shoyal had his own hetter for the Shangla of erasing, and he slugs it out the Mashag. We're going to go through it. And I was going to say already, as we started this Mashag, there's two other Shanglas in the Mashag, but maybe you could see it inside. It's not much time now. It's good.